This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. The climate change conference in Paris comes to a close at the end of the week. We'll learn what deals world governments have struck to curb greenhouse gas emissions. But some people are not waiting for government action. They're embarking on low-carbon lifestyles and, in some cases, generating their own electricity from renewable sources. Marketplace's Stephen Beard recently visited a low-carbon home in Wales. It's owned by a family now, but coincidentally, it's the place where, many years ago, Led Zeppelin wrote the song Stairway to Heaven.
Sure, all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Driving up the steep dirt track on a windy, rainy day, this doesn't feel like climbing the stairway to heaven. But at the top of the track, next to the cottage, and with his 30-foot turbine spinning furiously in the wind, the current resident, Scott Rowe, looks happy and relieved.
We're not struggling on power now.
We could power two or three houses at the moment, just off the wind turbine.
Scott is off the grid. He depends on four sources of renewable energy, including hydro from this small mountain stream, and for his hot water, passive solar.
Sun shines on it, traps heat, goes through pipes, there's hot water. You know, in 3 hours of sun, you've got 2 days of really hot water, 2 or 3 days.
Inside their snug cottage, Scott and his wife Ruth point out this is not some kind of low-carbon paradise. Relying heavily on the wind and the sun for their energy calls for restraint.
You can't stick the dishwasher on and then vacuum the house. You've got to do one then the other, otherwise we trip the system.
And when the sun doesn't shine at all, the wind doesn't blow and their battery charge dwindles, they may have to do without some of life's key modern pleasures.
Putting on the television most of the time isn't an issue. It's only if we're really very, very low that we need to power down and switch off everything possible.
Toiling up a steep hill to unblock the stream, Ruth insists this isn't a desperate, joyless existence. She's doing her bit to combat climate change while living in a beautiful, inspirational landscape.
I'm an absolutely privileged human who gets to live in the place that inspired Led Zeppelin to write Stairway to Heaven. That's a pretty much golden ticket, isn't it?
And there's this occasional bonus. When the wind is blowing at 60 miles an hour, you suddenly have a bonanza, more clean energy than you know what to do with.
Do we try and use it and get the dishwasher on and do lots of electric things?
Play loud music and bake wind-powered bread.
And the music, of course, Led Zeppelin.
We'll send the music across the valley.
Well, no one said the path to climate salvation, the stairway to low-carbon heaven, was going to be easy. In Wales, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.